D-Weezy on the track, D-Weezy on the track. Baby boy the prince. Meantime, old Cash Monroe. Extreme entertainment.
This is the way I live. Little boy still pushing big wheels. I stack my money.
You're on a Bosco break. Thanks for listening. At many universities, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender community is a visible and valued part of campus life. You are likely to find more resources, more programs, and a much wider dating pool. Students who are struggling or questioning their identity often find it easier to explore and accept who they are in college. Most schools have a dedicated club, and many offer a major or minor in LGBT studies. Despite these efforts, students who are or are perceived to be a member of the LGBT community still face harsh realities in some schools. Luckily, Dominican is not one of those campuses. Most Dominican students report that they would consider the DU campus LGBT-friendly and a welcoming place to all students. One of Dominican students, Ariana Fleming, has created a club on campus dedicated to celebrating diversity, promoting acceptance, advocating equality, and providing community. The club has been named the Pride Club, people respecting identity, dignity, and equality. Pride Club meets with purposes as diverse as its membership, which is inclusive to any sexuality, gender, or self-identification. The club gathers Thursday nights at 8 p.m. with the goal of allowing students to make connections, find comfort in a similar community, and spread awareness about LGBT issues. Pride believes in the power of education as a means of combating widespread hatred against the LGBT community and also works to offer a safe space for all individuals to gain support and be heard. Outside of Pride, there aren't a lot of open discussions about the issue. Universities are places of learning and also numerous micro-societies. The environment of a university has a direct impact on how well students learn, as well as how they interact with each other. As a freshman, Fleming felt isolated and depressed. In time, her loneliness began to take a toll on her schoolwork and affected the future of her career at Dominican. Fleming expressed, "It's unfair for students to feel unsafe and uncomfortable being who they are. I felt deep in my heart that creating the club needed to happen." The club began when she decided that she did not want another person feeling as alone as she did her freshman year. She told all of her friends to tell everyone they knew to meet the next day for the first official Pride Club meeting. Fleming welcomes all to join and reaches out to the student body by expressing, "We're here if you need us, but there's no pressure to come. The club is anonymous, so people who don't want to be identified or associated will not be." Professors work hard to ensure their classes are welcoming atmospheres in which students feel valued. According to Tolerance.org, creating a supportive environment for LGBT students improves educational outcomes for all students, not just those who may identify as LGBT. The Dean of Students at Dominican University, Paul Rocanello, says that issues of sexuality are one of, if not the biggest issue of diversity on college campuses. Young adults who are trying to figure out who they are should have spaces where students can feel safe and supported. We should be supporting 100% and all resources on campus are willing to have an open relationship with students to figure out what support is needed. There is still work to be done to fix the gay stereotype, but Dominican prides itself on the efforts it makes to protect the rights of the LGBT community, to be safe and visible while embracing their identity rather than being belittled or erased. Thanks for listening. This is radio.dominican.edu.